from St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. Well, here we are in this bizarre situation of the quarantine, and if I were to pick a verse for us today to reflect on it in light of the current conditions, I could have not picked anything better than today's second reading, which we find from Ephesians. I especially say that in light of the season of Lent. Do remember, this would have been the day that the priest would wear robes, for it is Laudate Sunday. It is the day we rejoice because Lent, at least in theory, or at least in the church calendar, is almost over. And that is indeed true. However, I cannot say the same thing about our quarantine. This passage really invites for us this time to discover our faith and all that Christ is calling us to experience in our growing love for Him and our neighbor. This is a great time to do this. Why? Well, first we are forced to look at our situation and even bring it to prayer. For all of us, this is a whole new reality. I think it's reasonable to assume that none of us have been through anything like this unless we lived in Europe during the Second World War. So we experience our situation in whole new ways and through a new understanding. Some are saying that this is bringing us to a whole new reality. Maybe this will be the 9/11 of the 2020s. Many of us remember September 10th, 2001, and it was the last day of the reality we lived, which terrorist attacks the following day changed forever. So we can say that what we experienced prior to learning about the virus outbreak and the news out of Wuhan, China, is a reality that is no longer with us. We need to reevaluate our day-to-day situation and as Catholics look at it in light of our faith. So this brings us to these words which really call us to turn away from every form of darkness and to live as children of the light. What a great opportunity has fallen in our lap that it forces us to come to a deeper relationship with Christ and to be those lights that we are called to be, especially now. The reason is that Christ calls us to a dynamic relationship with the Holy Trinity through Him. So many Catholics understand their faith statically. So you and I have the opportunity to correct that misunderstanding. Now, what do I mean? A dynamic faith is rooted in our union with Christ and deepening our relationship with Him, not only through prayer, but through putting that prayer into action. We need prayer to understand how to act. St. Paul is calling us to live as children of the light and to live in ways that are pleasing to the Lord. This is a great time to ask the Lord what He wants of us, and we do that in prayer. But why is this so necessary right now? It's something I've noticed for quite some time. So many Catholics understand their faith through rules and laws. Obviously, I have time to look over some Catholic postings on the internet lately and discovered just how many people see God as a computer. They feel they have to, rather, please a computer to get to heaven. That makes no sense. God is Father, not the Unimac tri-transistorial computer. Yet how many people see God as this computer-like being that insists that rules must be followed to the letter or you will all go to hell? They do not know the real God, and they certainly cannot show Him to others with that attitude. This is especially true in Lent, because every Friday I read of people, not here in this parish, but in a panic because they feel they committed a grievous sin for forgetting that they cannot eat meat on that day and accidentally do eat meat, and therefore they feel they will end up in hell. Absolute panics of people that you read. And then others answer them, oh, well, you know, if you run to confession right now, then you will not end up in hell. Excuse me, did anyone hear the term accidentally, forgot, not did it on purpose? It's not a sin. Well, the reality is the Unimac tri-transistorial computer would in fact cast them into hell because it would compute that as a violation of the rules. But God is not the Unimac tri-transistorial computer. He is our Heavenly Father. We call a father that would punish his child for forgetting not to eat meat on Friday at any meal an abusive father. Why would we say that is the way God is? If we understand God that way, we reflect that God to others. The God people who think that way is the UniMac tri-transistorial computer, not our Heavenly Father. God is calling us to know Him deeply in faith, to experience His love. When we experience His love, we turn from those things that lead us into darkness and turn towards those things that lead us into His light. The more we do that, the more that we reflect God to others in His love and mercy. That is exactly what God wants us to do. This is a great time to understand our faith, to live our faith, and to grow in our faith as we unite ourselves to Christ. The government calls us to stop and do little so that we can prevent the spread of the virus. It is a time to read, to stream video, to watch TV, and to reflect on what we are doing. It is a time to understand what we cannot change and to see what we can. It is a time to think of our neighbor in two ways. One, not to spread the virus to another, and two, to be mindful of the needs all of us have at this time. But more importantly, when this is over, so because of the drastic effects that will hit everyone due to what's happening in our economy, those who are most need to help may do so. And those who most need help will not be afraid to ask it. Finally, go online and read Paul's words to Ephesians today, which you will find in the second reading. You can see them at usccb.org. Look in the top right hand side of the computer, not top right hand corner, but top right hand side of your monitor. You'll see the word Bible, and you can click on that and see how you can get through in readings of the day, etc., get to today's readings for the fourth Sunday of Lent, which would be March 22nd. Take those readings to heart, especially the second reading, and use them to grow closer to Christ, to increase your witness to Him, and do that by growing as children of light, not of darkness. Thank you for listening to our homilies this week. Our homilies are also found in text form and also download booklet form at Saint St. AnthonyHomilies.com. That's Saint as in ST, AnthonyHomilies.com. That's all one word. And you can find the audio form on the left side of that webpage, and the written form will be obviously in front of you. You can also find our audio homilies directly at Fr. Robert J. Carr, again, all one word, .podbean.com. That's Fr. Robert J. Carr. .podbean.com. And you could also find them at soundcloud.com/Catholic Audio Media. And Catholic Audio Media is all one word. So that's soundcloud.com/Catholic Audio Media. And don't forget our website, which can be found at Saint, S-A-I-N-T, Anthony Alston, .com. That's Saint, S-A-I-N-T, Anthony Alston, .com. We're also on the radio on WROL, and you can also find our radio podcast at both SoundCloud and Podbean, and at WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM and WROLradio.com online. It's also available through the iHeartRadio app. It comes on at 3 o'clock to 3:15 Eastern Time in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Have a blessed week.